Several topics were about applications of bactericide. Most growers now do foliar application, correct?
That's correct, and the issue that we continue to face is trying to understand how much benefit we're getting from the use of these materials. We know intrinsically they're not as efficient when foliar applied as may be desired, and so some of the other work that's going on is looking at alternative ways to apply these materials, whether it's through the trunk or using alternate strategies that might involve laser ablation, which is a project that we're continuing to work on. So there's the effort to better understand what is happening currently with the use in growers' hands, as well as how can we make that better. So there was some discussion today about a fairly involved injection study that would bring together a fairly large team of people to really understand how best to use injection, when and how many times, and those sorts of details. So that's in the early stages of development.
Another thing that came up was about psyllid control. There's an indication psyllid populations are increasing. What's going on there?
Well, psyllid populations have been increasing over the last couple of years, and it's probably due to a number of things, including there's more acreage that's being unmanaged. Growers are having to make choices in their production budgets and are substituting better nutrition, for example, or the use of bactericides into a fixed budget. And in those cases, they've got to back off on something. So there's some general sense that overall the intensiveness of psyllid control on a plot-by-plot basis is less effective than it used to be. And part of that is just the environment is full of psyllids out there. So there's a concern about whether that has immediate impacts on yields, which are hard to define, but certainly the early infection of new plantings cannot be good. And so the discussion today included an ongoing study to understand how important reinfection is in young trees that are just becoming infected, but also if you have an older block and it's being reinfected all the time by psyllids, what impact is that having on the tree health?
There was a little discussion about continuation of a reflective mulch study. There have been some indications that does some good in reducing psyllid populations, correct?
Yes, I think it's pretty definitive now. It's work that goes back to 2012, actually, down in the southwest part of the state, that if you put in a reflective mulch at planting, aerial insect populations, the psyllids in this case, have a hard time seeing the foliage, and so you're repelling psyllids. And I think Phil Stansley in the early trials and now Bob Adair over at Vero Beach are showing that trees grow faster on that mulch because you have weed control and better moisture retention and so on. So early in a tree's, a new grove's life, it makes sense, and we're trying to understand the economics of can you afford to do it and get the return early enough to make it worthwhile.
In the last leg of the stool, rootstocks and scions, the host itself, we're doing ongoing evaluations into HLB tolerance and resistance.
We are, and that's been a long-term priority for CRDF to evaluate and come up with plant material that can either defend against or be resistant to HLB. There's a tremendous amount of work going on, and what CRDF is focused on right now is understanding how we can help with data collection in grower field trials that have been out there a while and have the potential to inform us on how some of these new rootstocks and scions are doing, and also to work with the plant breeding teams to make sure that new plantings that are going out, new trials, have adequate support for the data collection so that in general, growers can make informed decisions on, as they replant, which rootstock scion combinations are the best for their situation.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.